The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Isabel Hansen.
For the prayer today, I'm going to read a prayer that the Apostle Paul wrote to in his second letter to the Church of the Corinthians. This is from chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. Please join me. Father God, we praise you for using us to bring joy to your Son, Jesus Christ. In the midst of all the struggles, pressures, and discouragement we face while in our frail, failing bodies, please continue transforming us into the servants who are always of good courage. Lead us by your Holy Spirit to find rest in the grand promises that you've revealed to us in your word. We confess that we are weak and that we need your help. Prepare us for the day when you will judge an account of all our works and offenses. Though we do not deserve your grace, we cannot even begin to express our gratitude for nailing our guilt and shame upon the cross through your crucified Son. Lord, we earnestly long to experience the moment when you will declare to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your master." Help us this week as we continue our walk of faith, looking forward to the day when our faith will become sight. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There's business in the well. The secretary will read.
Mr. President, the House has on March 11, 2021, passed the following bills. Senate File 548, a bill for enacting regulation of advertising devices near certain highways. House File 453, a bill for enacting the imposition of certain requirements on nonprofit corporations by state agencies and state officials. House File 765, a bill for enacting providing certain local government notices and other information persons by electronic means. House File 770, bill for enacting license renewal requirements adopted by the Rural Board of Educational Examiners. House File 793, bill for enacting participation in and credit for physical education and the educational standards. House File 795, bill for enacting seizure disorders and establishing certain requirements school districts credit non-public schools Department of Education. House File 797, bill for enacting benefits considering members of the municipal and fire police system. House File 805, a bill for enacting service provider of the Iowa Telecommunications and Technology Commission.
Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the Senator from Polk, Senator Trongariat, seek the floor?
Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to congratulate the Waukee boys basketball team for their first state title. We're really proud of them and want to say game well played to the folks at Johnston High School. It's really a game they can be proud of. Thank you.
For what purpose does the Senator from Sioux, Senator Taylor, seek the floor?
Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you. I'd like to extend congratulations to the Western Christian Wolfpack boys basketball team for winning the Class 2A state tournament championship game on Friday. The Wolfpack coaches and parents also deserve mention for the roles that they played in a wonderful season. The runner-up at state in 2A was Boyden Hall Comets. I want to congratulate the Comets as well for having an amazing season. They were undefeated until the championship game, which is quite an accomplishment. And I'd also say it's highly unusual to have both teams in the big game from the same town. So good job, Wolfpack and Comets. And then finally, congratulations to the Remsen St. Mary's Hawks for going to state in Class 1A. Thank you.
For what purpose does the Senator from Warren, Senator Garrett, seek the floor?
Would I be in order for a commendation, Mr. President?
You're in order.
Well, we've heard several others here this morning, and unfortunately, my district doesn't have a state champion, but the Martinsdale St. Mary's boys basketball team did make it to the state tournament, and I just want to recognize them for that accomplishment. Thank you.
For what purpose does the Senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom, seek the floor?
Well, now, Mr. Chairman, do I have the floor for equal time? to make an announcement?
So long as it's an announcement, you have equal time. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Well, I hear others crowing a bit, and I'd like to join the parade, the happy parade, I guess. And before I get to my state champion, I want to see, I noticed that Senator Driscoll isn't here, but her Montezuma Braves won the 1A state championship, I think, and that's just down the road from my district, and I know Montezuma well. But Pella also won the state championship again, and I just want to call your attention to that and commend them for their victory. Thank you.
For what purpose does the senator from Warren, Senator Garrett, seek the floor?
Well, I should have waited just a little bit. I understand that my district does not include Pella now, but I do want to say I went to high school in Pella, so I'll kind of join with Senator Rosenboom in commending the Pella Little Dutch.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, do any senators seek the floor for a point of personal privilege? Seeing the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Trongariat.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise today to thank President Biden and congressional Democrats for passing legislation last week that will make a real difference in the lives of so many Iowans. The pandemic has upended the lives of our neighbors, many who found themselves visiting a food pantry or waiting in a food giveaway line for the first time ever in their lives. But even before the pandemic began, too many Iowans were faced with an impossible choice. Do I put food on my table or do I pay my bills? The American Rescue Plan provides critical relief to Iowans right now in desperate need of help. There's three ways that the plan does this. The act extends a 15% increase of the maximum benefit for SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Sometimes we call that food stamps or food assistance. This change has really decreased the number of people visiting local food pantries here in Iowa in a significant way because folks are able to purchase the food they need at local grocery stores, and it benefits our local economy. This legislation also extends and expands pandemic EBT through this summer and beyond, which will be really helpful for families with children who are not in school during the summer. It also provides direct financial assistance to people who are most likely to struggle with hunger by expanding the child tax credit and earned income tax credit, which could cut child poverty rates in half. These and other key provisions will provide the relief that so many desperately need and help thousands of Iowans during these challenging times. This is really an investment in our future. Children who aren't hungry are more likely to be healthy and successful in school. I urge my colleagues in the Iowa Senate to take action on legislation to address growing food insecurity here in Iowa and expand access for healthy food to all who live in our state. Thank you.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Dubuque, Senator Yoakum.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just an announcement, the Democrats will caucus at 1:30 in room 116. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Tuesday, March 16th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Tuesday, March 16th at 9 a.m.